We're going to go ahead then and call to order the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2. Today is July 21st. It's 10:24 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Mike, your chair, if you want to start.
Yeah, Michael Crandall, the board chair.
Ela Michaelis, treasurer.
David Hutchison with CLA.
And we do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right. First up, board, are our board meeting minutes. Can you guys see the agenda? Did I click on the correct one?
It's the calendar's up.
Oh. Well, let me put back up then. There, now can you see it?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. First up are the board meeting minutes from our April 23rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
I reviewed them and they were accurate to me.
Okay, could I get a motion then, Mike?
I make a motion to approve them.
Okay.
That.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. We do want to excuse Blaine from the meeting. He had other commitments. So next, let's go to the second quarter financials. So David, turn the time over to you.
Okay, just 1 second. My Adobe just crashed on me. Let me open this up again.
David, you usually go over line by line all those things on those financials. I just looked at them, compared them to the last quarter, and it looked like the only thing different was the interest that was earned on the accounts. Is that all that's changed since last time? Once you pull it up.
Okay, I have it up. Okay, so yeah, for the balance sheet, the only really changes we will see is accounts payable and the interest earned for the accounts. So there wasn't really any activity there.
I guess I did see a little bit on the tax has changed too. So I don't know if we got a little bit of taxes in or are expecting to get a little tax is in. I think that was the only other thing.
Yeah, I think we updated the tax based on the last conversations we had with the county, and so for the numbers that we did have here, the minimal activity in the bank accounts was updated, so we've got $13,500 expended in the general fund. Taxes, oops, debt service, and these are out of order. Bond interest payment, interest income.
When's the next bond payment paid? Is it October?
And August 1st.
August 1st.
So that'll be just coming up this next month. So, well, with you already looking at this, were there any other questions, or you're just noticing that the interest is basically the only changes here? Which,
yeah. Since we didn't get any money in, didn't spend any money, nothing changed since last time other than the interest earned and your updated taxes. I was pretty good to accept them the way they are. Sheila, have you had a chance to look at them or any questions on them?
Yeah, I agree. There just wasn't much different, so.
Yeah, so and then, line by line like usual.
I'm actually moving away from the line by line thing, and I wanted to more focus on the overall general kind of thing, because you guys get a look at these in advance, so we can see we still have the surplus fund, the bond fund. Last time the payment came specifically out of the surplus fund. I don't know if we want to instruct UMB to pull this one first or transfer the amount out of the surplus so that the full amount is coming out of the bond fund. But that was the only thing I wanted to really bring to you guys' attention to.
Yeah, it would be nice if I guess just if we zero out the bond fund, we only have the surplus fund left. Because, well, my only question last time, I think, was if we're not supposed to use the surplus funds till the bond funds are gone, but it looks like we've got bond funds in there and we're using surplus funds. So, yeah,
Right.
figure out whether we transfer from the bond fund to the surplus funds or we go from surplus to the bond, then we pay it, and then it's zero anyway.
And it may not really matter in that like the total amount it's dedicated for that, but once these funds start trickling in or coming in from the county, then that will be deposited into the bond fund, and that's where those funds would be pulled from first. I was kind of surprised that they didn't pull like that amount there or transfer just what was needed and then make the payment out of that account. But
Well, I've noticed that Josh is no longer over our account at UMB. And I actually have reached out a couple of times to the new lady. I can't remember what her name is. I think
April
she hasn't
or
bought our
Melissa.
company. So I don't know if we have a direct, I don't know if we know. Mike, have you received anything from anyone else?
I just got that email where I forwarded their invoices, and it was just a generic email. Didn't have any verbiage on it coming from anybody. It's just a forwarding of it, as far as I remember.
Yeah, so I guess we need to figure out who we need to talk to then.
Let me look at the bank statements really quickly, and then, sorry, flipped back over there. And then I can reach out to the person there. I know a lot of the districts has been someone named John Kim that has replaced him, but you said April is the new person on this account.
April and John came in together, and then we still have Melissa, who did help Josh.
Yeah, Melissa was who I talked to, I think.
Yeah, Melissa, she's pretty good to work with, what I've found in the past. So if we need to reach out to her, Saul is supposed to be transitioning over, but I've noticed he's still involved in a lot of the stuff going on.
Right.
So it does say John, huh?
This says John on the bank statements. So I'll reach out to John about that. He's been pretty good to work with for me and relatively responsive. I know they've been trying to catch up on a lot of things from when they lost Josh and that. So, but yeah, I can talk to him. I'll copy you guys on that email
Yeah, that'd be
and
great.
then we can get a response. Like I say, he should respond today or tomorrow.
Okay.
So the only other thing I've got with those financial statements are the question that I emailed earlier just about the account that we've got with the city where they're holding $915,000 for work that was done in or is supposed to be completed in phase one, so it's earmarked ready to be spent for the work that's been done and is being done. I just question whether or not we need to show that as an asset. And David, you're going to look into that for us.
Yes.
Other than that, I am ready to make a motion on these financial statements.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Well, I make a motion to accept the second quarter financial statements for both the PIDs as presented with the questions.
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that is unanimous. All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything else for us?
I always have a couple of questions. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I was reading through the governing documents, and it said that Blaine was supposed to serve for a 4-year term. The documents, I believe, were dated March 2021. So it's been 4 years. We haven't seen Blaine in the meetings lately. He's been too busy doing other stuff. I don't know if we're required to get a new person, if he can stay longer, but it would be nice to have another person on the board.
So the way it works is you serve until you're replaced in Utah for different districts. What we can do is reach out to Payson City, explain that the term has expired, ask that they look at a replacement. If you guys have somebody in mind, because it needs to be landowners, you guys haven't reached the thresholds to make them public yet, to have them be elected from residents. So there's certain thresholds, right? So what I would say is, Sheila, you and Mike kind of get together, brainstorm on if you guys do want to replace Blaine. Do we know, does Blaine want to come off? Does he not?
Yeah, I think we need to talk to him and see if he just wants to be off.
Okay. I think that would be number one. Number two then would be you two get together, figure out who, because it needs to be landowner or somebody that the landowners are okay with serving. So figure that out as well. And then if that you two decide, then let us know. I'll get with Brandon. We'll send a letter over to Payson City and request. What we would need with whoever is going to replace him is just a short bio, you know, a little bit about them, where they come from, experience, that kind of thing. That way, when we have the Payson City Council review it, they have something in front of them that they can use to say yes and no to, if that makes sense. And
yeah.
then they would appoint somebody to take that trustee position.
Okay.
Okay. So Sheila and I will
So that would be the process, Mike.
Okay. And then the other question, as always, is how's the audit? 2023, I guess, is the latest one we're still working on.
Yes, and I am still waiting for a response from Haney on the status of where they are with that. They do have all the files. I reached out to them and asked them if they were missing anything or if they needed anything else to complete it and let us know how it's coming along, and just haven't heard back from them yet. I do know it is a pretty busy season for them, but I will reach out again today. And then I'll reach out to the city first about this, are these funds, just to make sure that way I can bring that into the loop, because if we're looking at 23, that would be the best time to get that into the audit if we do need to make any adjustments.
Very good. And then I
Hopefully
guess
we don't need to, because I wouldn't want to hold it up. I'm hoping where it is under the control of Payson City, we won't have to do that change, right?
And that's my assumption based on the conversations we had with the other district. With them, it came down to that they had control of the escrow account, but it needed to go through approval from the city to get those funds released. But
yeah.
This sounds like it's the opposite, that you guys go through the approval process, but the city's the one that's releasing the funds. So,
yeah.
I'll reach out to them and confirm that though, and then that will help. So with my discussions with Shelby and the auditor.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, we can take a motion to adjourn.
Make the motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
Second.
Mike. Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, always good to talk to you guys.